Blog Talk Radio.
Hello. How you doing? It's Dr. Mustakeem reporting live from St. Louis, Missouri, saying hello. And also that this week we're going to talk about College Week number one, Slavery 101, the Middle Passage, Black Women, and Future Memory. This week was the first week of the spring 2021 classes for me to be really empowerful. Or impactful, all the various ways that we could say empowering, for people to understand, what did I talk about? What was the first week? What was the first all of it? And how do we begin to think about the uncomfortable conversation? So I'm teaching two classes that I talked about in my last conversation about slavery and memory in American popular culture, and also the only Black Women's History course probably in the world, Sexuality, Violence, and the Love of Hip-Hop. And on the first day, it was, of course, the typical introduction, syllabus overview, class discussion. Who are you? How do you want to contribute to society? all these amazing things. Why are you here? What do you hope to get out of it? Because we're about to go deep. That's what I have told all the students who do show up. And I pretty regularly, I would say almost every year, have started with a particular article for a particular reason. And this article, I want you to know the title of it. Some, and maybe I would say several of my students have been assigned it to read it. Now, of course, we could say, oh, who has time to read? But then there are those who do. And the title of this article is, She Must Go Overboard and Shall Go Overboard, Diseased Body, the Call of Murder at Sea. This article came out in a British journal called Atlantic Studies, and it came out in 2011. I really hope that you heard what I just said. A British journal published it 10 years ago. So my students had to read that article on top of a podcast that I was a part of that WashU had interviewed me, saw value in the book that was coming, and in this Hold That Thought WUSL podcast episode, then students got to hear the behind the scenes about the production of the book, Cole, and why I'm so driven by it. And then when I look at how I started both classes, Slavery 101, the spectacle of black female and being enslaved at sea, that was in one class, but then in the other, to think about Slavery 101, where do we start? So in both classes, we have these conversations about where and how did you ever learn about black women? When was that your first time? Was it having a class by a black female, did reading a book? Are you African American? Are you black? Do you have the black females all around you? We are talking about reality. And then in so doing, then students began to express, I've never had a black female professor. I've never read a book by a black female author. I've never stopped to think about it. I've never stopped to think about the impact that black women have had on my education. What is that saying? That we're applauding our new first black female woman of color vice president, but then we still, a good many of us, begin to think about when is the first time we maybe even were ever exposed to the critical, deeper meaning of black women, a black woman, a black girl. What does that mean? And that's where we're sort of starting while being challenged by a 1791 case of a middle-aged black woman who was left for dead in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean because she had smallpox. How dare she? How dare she, from the perspective of the crewman and the shipmaster, ship captain, depending on the terms that we'll say. And so through the conversation within both classes, I really was asking students, what do you know about slavery? How have you been taught? I bet you it's always been the triangle of trade. They went here and here, and then that was sold, and then freedom came. What does that mean? That does not tell you anything about the process of what somebody went through, and even more importantly, what they went through at sea before the plantation. So we also got into these deeper conversations about the privileging of the plantation. And I know that probably upsets some people. Oh, well, who cares? The whole thing is that I'm trying to get us to understand that we literally jump off the coast of Africa into plantations, and then we just run to freedom most times in our teaching. So then we have no nuances, no contours of slavery at sea, of slavery on land, and then the complications of freedom. So that is exactly why I developed this course, Slavery and Memory in American Popular Culture, which is getting us to think about slavery and freedom and then our memory or lack thereof. Because you can't have a memory if you don't even know the history or the herstory. So I'm teaching two courses, as everyone knows again. In my last podcast, I was talking about that I'm teaching this Black Women's History course, as well as a sophomore seminar, Slavery and Memory in American Popular Culture. And it is very revealing to be a Black female PhD. And then they hear students say that they don't know when or if or ever that they've been some Black woman. It's still me. What does that say? No pressure. But on top of that, the other part of it is that we've been privileging a whole lot of other people for a long time, okay? That's not cool. So now I'm having to go in and shatter, unveil new understandings of how the power of curriculum really works. So it may sound like I'm going on and on, and I always find myself sort of going there to remind people that whenever we talk about Black females, Black women, Black girls, we're accused of going on and on. Then, if it's anyone else, please keep going. And what does that say? When we say, Black Lives Matter, but, you know, Black women, Black girls, oh, well, who cares? Oh, well, did you do anything important that I should care about? What do we do with that? So that is exactly why I developed this one course, as well as teaching both Black women's history, sexuality, violence, and the love of hip-hop, but also sophomore seminar, Slavery and Memory in American Popular Culture. And where I'm really excited is that my sophomore seminar might end up being the most diverse sophomore seminar, Slavery and Memory in American Popular Culture, that I've ever taught in 10 years. I developed this course 10 years ago, as far as from my perspective, for humanity. So we then can understand the need to go deep in how humans will treat one another, how far we'll go when there's money, when there's bloodshed, when we detonate terrorism. This is about understanding the movement of money and goods and people, and then the buying and selling of people on a global market. And that fundamentally is what I'm doing to get students to understand, for maybe even at length, how dare I, to get students to really think about what does that mean? So we're going to really challenge a whole lot of things. I mean, we're going to go and look at what is pop culture doing? What does it say? Black men matter. Where are Black women? Where are Black girls? We're going to go and really think about what is the visual? What have we been taught? What have we been told? What do we hear? And then, what do we dare to remember? I feel like all of this is what, again, I told my students that you could be teaching me. But here I am 20 years later. Deep in, like, you didn't read this? You don't know this? What do you know about slavery? And then we started looking at memorials, thinking about that. Then the students really began to go into, like, we can't go to memorials because we're all at home. But then what's the last memorial you went to? And then they started telling me about memorials they went to maybe about a year ago and then years before and years before. So that raises the conversation, where and how are we choosing to memorialize the future? What can that look like? Who are we choosing to say that you deserve to be remembered? And that is where and how and why I've built all of my classes, to get us to think about, what does that mean when you choose to remember Black women from the slave trade up through the contemporary period? What does that mean when you dare to privilege, center, intentionally, these conversations about slavery and memory and how it's playing out in American popular culture? Because no nation ever wants to own up to the haunting, to the ghost of the Atlantic represented by the Middle Passage or the slave trade, or i.e. the investment by business people. The investment. The movement and the selling and buying of people on the global market, the exact same way that we are thinking about stocks, we're thinking about, oh, let me go out to the store and go get something new. It's the same way. So I just figured I would bring it to the college students first week. Make them really begin to think about, what is the Middle Passage? Where and how have you learned about slavery? Where and how do black women fit at all? And what is a future memory with or without black women? What does that say if all of a sudden you're like, oh, I totally forgot about black women? What does that say? Golly, we got a long way to go. Because if all of your learning has been about adult black men and African-American boys, then we're not far. Because that means that you have left out a completely other half, women and girls. And as I reminded my students, as you're going to learn when you read Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage, a two-year-old girl is not a woman. So why and how have we been able to keep the conversation at women? And never stop to understand the meaning of a baby, a toddler, a child, a teenager, and all those evolutions pre-adult, in addition to elderly, so-called old. What does that mean? Tell me more. Because we need to understand, what does that mean in the context of slavery at sea and on land? Men cannot tell us everything about what it means to be black. No man can tell you a woman's experience. You can't. Sorry, buddy. You can't. You cannot replace a young male. You can't replace a young girl and say that your adult male self is the full embodiment of what it means to be whatever that it may be. And so we've gone so long, the art has allowed us to begin to privilege and always privilege men. The art, our conversations, our terms, even our memory. We can't go beyond last year. We can't go beyond last century. So then I have to keep explaining to the students, you do realize that slavery did go beyond 30 years. It did go beyond one nation. It did go beyond one century and many more. But then if we were to test anybody in the world, hey, yo, you give me the dates of the slave trade, most people can't tell you. They'd say, oh, was it a cruise ship? This is like my reality. This is what I get emails, I get questions, I get all these sort of things, and then I'm having to make sense of it. What does it mean for a lot of us in our understanding of slavery? Please stop privileging slavery on plantations without understanding the making and the unmaking of enslaved people and that entire system, the human manufacturing system. Please stop. Please start where we need to. That it starts from coast to coast. But we can't keep privileging these. We can't keep expecting these southern, North American, southern plantations. It just has to stop. We have to go earlier. We have to really think and consider a full context of a world and its global market and then the reality and the detonation of racial capitalism. So everything that I'm saying is what we know. And then there's what we should have known. And then it is about where and how we're teaching this. And then at what level? When should we start? So these are things that I talked about with my students this week. Again, it's College Week number one, Slavery 101, the Middle Passage, Black Women, and the Future Memory. So what I'm doing is I'm combining both classes to get us to understand where is it that I'm trying to get my students to go. What does it mean when a Black woman is tied down to a chair, blindfolded, and then tossed overboard while strapped to a chair and left for dead? What does that say about the American system of something? What does that say about a global system of investment over and over and over? So when we begin to think about our commodities, we think about people, we think about goods, we think about ideas and its movement, everything has vibrations. Some have consequences, and then some have even more beneficial gains. So then we see for four centuries there was a continuous investment in the buying and selling of Black people, Black women, Black men, Black children, Black teenagers, Black babies on a global market because it was normal, because this is a fashionable way of traffic. It's what we do. We need to understand it. We need to understand the history. We need to understand the herstory. We need to understand the movement of money, the allocation of money, and the sponsoring of so much trauma and terror and destruction in everyday people's lives. So next week, my students will be reading about Angela Davis and her writing the first and the most iconic article that talks about the reflections of Black women in slavery. And then really considering that when she wrote that while not only on the FBI Most Wanted list, but also being in prison. What does that mean to write an article about slavery while you're in prison in 1972? So my students are going to think about that, as well as thinking about the legacies of the activists who are trying to get us to think about slavery. We're also going to think about this book, this really bloody book called Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage. Both classes will begin to think about the deeper meanings and then the production of these narratives of slavery. Whose history? Whose herstory? What do we remember? What do we want to remember? And as the days go on and the moments ahead, I hope that you will continue to think about, how was I taught about slavery? Was it a Southern thing? Did I ever learn that the North was actually one of the most and only primary investors in the slave trade, in the enterprise of the Southern plantation complex? The investment came from the North. Without the North, the South would not be able to be what it was. So then when we demonize the South, no, they didn't. Well, then you need to be demonizing the North. But then we need to think about the investments from the Midwest and then the West and then all of the various contours, the various angles that all connect. We are the world. Well, then guess what? The world has its own history that many of us do not want to remember. But this is the beginning. So the whole thing is to get students in the future to think about slavery, the Middle Passage, or slavery at sea, Black women, and then the future memory of that. So then in the coming conversations, we're going to really think about access. We're going to think about what stories and how do we access that when we're all sitting at home in our dorm rooms, our living rooms, our dining rooms, whatever that we're doing. So again, today I am Dr. Moose Keem over here, reporting to you live from St. Louis in Missouri, and we're talking about College Week number one, Slavery 101, the Middle Passage, Black Women and Future Memory. And this is no small fry conversation, but this is the beginning of many more things. So I'm going to go ahead and let you go and think about these heavy questions that we all should be thinking about. First, learn about slavery. When, where, and how did the world have the nerve to actually introduce you to Black women? Because if we take Black women for granted, then what happens if all of a sudden all the Black women disappear? Or when do we begin to think about that first introduction? What role do Black women and Black girls play in your life? Please tell me it goes beyond your yard sign. That'd be great. Black lives matter, but for everybody, Black women and Black girls aren't included in that. We're going to do better, right? We are. obviously I'm over here being the one who has the nerve to get in your mind and your ears to get you to think more deeply. If we don't talk about it, then the stereotype will persist. Then the assumptions will persist. The mistreatment will persist. So here, today, and even more, the whole point is to take us even deeper on the pathway. So again, I am Dr. Moose Takeem. I'm reporting to you live from St. Louis in Missouri. Woo, woo, woo. And I'm just trying to take you deeper. So here's the future. Here's to more. Stay tuned. I am the one and only Dr. Shawnee Moose-Keem. I'm the award-winning author of Slavery at Sea, Terror, Sex, and Sickness in the Middle Passage. If you want to send me an email, you can at shawnee.moose-keem@gmail.com. Today, most of all, I say be empowered. So again, I'm going to go ahead and sign out now, but I'll talk to you soon. All right now. Bye-bye.